Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
We always love the National Buffalo Wing Festival, and we always love it on Labor Day weekend, but come Labor Day weekend, we're going to be too late this year. What's happening with the schedule change?
Yeah, you know, well, the Buffalo Bisons, they don't control their own schedule as they used to before the pandemic, and they have games on Labor Day weekend scheduled. They could not block them off, but they're open the weekend before, and, you know, it's going to be strange. 24 years in a row, we've been on Labor Day weekend. We've always had issues with staffing because of the holiday. A lot of people would tell me, geez, I wish you'd do it a different weekend because we always have like a family commitment, an annual commitment. So it'll be kind of interesting going the weekend before. Fortunately, it's a week after the Erie County Fair. It's a pretty slow weekend event-wise in Buffalo. So we're really excited, but we're so excited to be back downtown at Fallon Field. So we'll take the weekend we can get.
With this schedule change to the weekend before Labor Day weekend, how could this improve your chances of getting more people to come out to Buffalo?
Yeah, that's a great question, Tom. We always wonder what would happen if we did it a non-holiday weekend. I think post-pandemic with the work-from-home schedule for people, the fact it's still the last weekend of summer when a lot of people take vacations, I don't know if it's going to really hurt us with people coming from out of town. They would just have to take that Monday off instead of, you know, taking the holiday. So I think if you wanted to come to the Wing Fest a day off from work, nobody's going to let that get between them.
How likely could you get more restaurants, not just locally, but from around the country to come in on a non-holiday weekend?
It's going to be easier. I know with staffing, we actually fill up every year, but a lot of the restaurants we talked to were so happy because, you know, some of the owners, the corporate people, couldn't come in because of commitments. Again, staffing is a lot easier. Yeah, you realize after 24 years, when you tell people it's not on Labor Day weekend, how many people really have plans or they're getting the kids ready for school. So it's going to be very interesting, very interesting.
And how likely could this upcoming festival's schedule change end up being a permanent change?
I guess you don't know. Every year we'll just to see what that schedule is like when the Bisons get it. I think the change is going to be exciting for us. But whether it's Labor Day weekend or the weekend before, I think we're in really good shape. I know my wife's happy. She hasn't had a Labor Day weekend off in 24 years, and she gets to go to the Clarence Fair. So I got a happy wife, and a happy wife is a happy life.
And what do you have to say for those who look forward to spending their Labor Day weekend with the National Wing Festival and realize that that's going to be open for them?
I think we're all going to be confused on what to do. you know, change in life is good. You know, I think it'll be interesting, but I don't know what I'll be doing with myself. I do know that I'll finally have a different Labor Day weekend. So I guess we'll just all have to wait and see, but again, I think the change is going to be very positive for the festival. Today, the tickets actually went on sale as well. So general admission tickets and the VIP priority deck tickets are available if you'd like to purchase ahead of schedule. And all the information you can get is at buffalowing.com.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.